Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my 8th episode of PHP Serverless News, evolving this podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 15th, 2024. My PHP Serverless News is my look at serverless vendors and projects and at the overall industry with a shameless PHP point of view. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS, on Spotify, on YouTube, and on YouTube Music. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 8. I took a hiatus from my podcasting in order to get over the hump with publishing my sponsorship materials. I succeeded in publishing my special podcast episode about sponsorship, and my sponsorship video, and my sponsorship summary webpage. I enjoyed my summer hiatus so much, I decided to basically take the rest of the summer off. The origin of this podcast show is contemplating adding segments to my monthly The Bob Bloom Show PHP Commentary podcast. The deeper I got into serverless, the more I contemplated augmenting my commentary podcast with a news segment and with a profile segment. Just a brief few minutes on news that caught my eye during the month. And if a vendor or project caught my eye in some way, I wanted an outlet for talking about it. The idea was very informal, very casual. Some months I might not even have one or both segments. I was also contemplating doing interviews once in a while as well. While my opinion is that the marketplace is less welcoming of multi-format podcasts than it used to be, there are so many podcasts now that people want a predictable format. People want to know what they are getting. I also think that the PHP community would not mind if my podcast had multiple formats, would not mind if I did irregular shows during a month. However, because I am going to look for podcast sponsorship, I thought it was critical to keep a single format, meaning I would have to create a new show. Well, I've created new shows, which I did. Of course, each format holds a different potential for listenership. I was convinced that in order to attract sponsorship, I would have to extract my interviews into its own show because this format has, I think, the best potential of garnering listenership. During my hiatus, I have been mulling this podcast. My goal was just to get it off the ground, get some episodes published, listed on Spotify and elsewhere, get the domain, get the website going, test out the concept. And I did a mixed bag of 7 episodes, and I'm happy with them. Well, it is clear that in avoiding doing a multi-format Bob Bloom Show commentary podcast, I have created a multi-format PHP serverless news podcast show. I am doing news, I am doing profiles, I'm doing industry trends. You know, the word news is in the title. So this should be a news podcast. Like a 5 to 10 minute weekly news show. However, right now I do not want to extract out a new podcast. Doing so would commit me to doing news episodes weekly or bi-weekly, and at this stage, I don't want to be on the hook for doing more episodes. Similarly, I do not want to be on the hook for doing more profiles and more industry trends episodes just by virtue of these formats being extracted into their own show. This is a lot of content to produce, but more importantly, I don't have the inherent interest right now in doing these podcasts as separate shows. I have a passion for doing monthly commentary podcasts, and I have a passion for doing interviews. I have a passion for talking about the industry and following the news, but I don't have a passion for grinding out separate shows for PHP serverless news, and for PHP serverless profiles, and for tracking trends in serverless. Perhaps not optimum for listenership and sponsorship, but practical for keeping to a production schedule. So I'm going to keep this podcast as a multiple format show. The three formats are news, profiles, and industry trends. It is a big help for me in keeping to a production schedule to have a structure. So I'm going to have three in-month episodes from the one I'm doing now. Each episode is devoted to one of the three formats. On the 7th of the month, I will do a 5 to 10 minute episode for PHP Serverless News. On the 14th of the month, I will do a 10 minute, give or take, episode profiling a PHP Serverless vendor or project. On the 21st of the month, I will do a 5 to 10 minute episode on industry trends in serverless. I think that what makes doing a multi-format podcast viable for sponsors is that this podcast is sponsored under a greater sponsorship umbrella. It's not sponsored on its own, but rather under the auspices of a single sponsorship that supports all my podcasts. Otherwise, among other things, I would inexorably have to move away from my sparsely listened to passion podcasts in order to spend my time doing the popular show. I want to keep the passion going. Now, having a set date for each format during the month gives me a structure to fulfill each format each month. Even though it is three episodes per month instead of one, I have a structure now that can fulfill the content. So for the news, I'm going to make a list of the PHP serverless universe that I'm keeping track of, all the vendors and projects. Then I will see what lists I can sign up for. Right now, my problem is that I don't have a set way for news to flow to me. It doesn't come naturally in the normal course of things. I'm not even polling anything really to keep tabs. So setting up a list, subscribing to RSS feeds and stuff, it's the start to having a structure for getting the news that catches my eye that I can then append to a draft that I'm keeping for the monthly episode for news. Now, same for industry trends. I have a list of companies that I want to track. I'm also now subscribing to a few more podcasts. But you know what? I don't want to simply pass through stuff that I come across to my listeners. I'm looking for specific things. For news, one thing that I am distinctly not interested in is just blabbing away on feature announcements. I'm looking for significant features that have meaning to PHP developers. Also, given that Lambda is well covered in general, I'm more interested in the road less traveled or even the road not traveled and really looking at other PHP serverless stuff going on. Things, you know, they may not be covered as much, but they do have an impact for PHP devs. Also for news, I am interested in corporate events. Who acquires what? Maybe changes in the executive team if I think it bodes something significant for PHP devs. A surprising impetus for doing these three episodes in a month is the scope of PHP serverless. PHP serverless includes servers. When I started getting into PHP serverless, I was convinced that serverless as a technology was an intensive combo of software and hardware. Only those vendors with resources in both and that have an infrastructure that can scale could offer serverless. From that limited scope, PHP serverless has expanded for me ever since. The scope of PHP serverless includes PHP app servers and just plain servers. In fact, there's even free and open source software projects for serverless. Not because underneath the technology is server, there's nothing to do with what hardware exists. The Roadrunner PHP app server has an explicit section in their documentation about using it with Lambda. And that was enough for me to open the door to PHP app servers. And opening the door to app servers meant opening the door to servers in general. I thought the PHP serverless universe was small. How many profiles would I really need to do? Well, it's not that small. And some of these app servers and stuff probably will have to be profiled in a series of episodes. So two big things about having to focus on servers and app servers. My knowledge of them stinks, and there is a need to get into PHP internals. I mean, really into PHP internals. And my knowledge of servers stinks. My knowledge of PHP internals stinks. So for my profiles, I am learning on the go, which is one big reason, but not the sole reason why I'm not calling them reviews. It's one PHP dev's inside look. I'm chronicling my journey into PHP app servers with my commentary podcast. After my hiatus on my September 1st episode, I am taking another look at PHP FPM because mainly it is a vector into PHP internals that we need to delve into. There are other reasons. Now, my guess is that long term, just my guess, this podcast will evolve out of its multiple format and do just news. The other two formats will probably evolve into their own shows, but for the time being, we'll just have to see how things evolve. Thank you for listening to the 8th episode of my PHP Serverless News, Evolving This Podcast. My next podcast episode is scheduled for September 7th, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.